landlord. Another call on the line. Hi. I think he bailed out.
I got two going.
No wonder. All right, I'll get the hang of this one day. Hi, how you doing?
Greaseman.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Roger. I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Yeah, Roger.
I got a reply for the little lady that got flashed.
Oh, yeah, the lady that called from Atlanta said that she saw a man there in Athens, Georgia, pulled up at a light next to her, and there he was.
Yeah. What happened to me in York, but it was two females going up 83 one night. I drive tractor and trailer for a living. And what I end up doing, it happens for about 5 miles or so, and I let it go on. So they were pulling a shirt up, flashing the old tatas, you know, and doing this, that, and the other. So I just dropped down, showed them little Elvis. Well, that was the end of that. They turned about 3 shades of dark red, and up the road they went, so.
Hey, that's pretty well. Now, there's a little something. That's a new twist I never thought of. If you're flashed by these two women, and they're showing you their tatas, they're giggling, they're having fun, at that point, you just reached down around, you grabbed a hold of little Elvis, you stood up in the seat, and they took off, huh?
That's it.
Now, what are they going to do? They can't go to the police and say, this man just wagged me, because then you say, well, wait a minute, they wagged me first.
That's it. That's what I did. So if she would have probably lifted the old blouse up, that would have been the end of that. He probably took off, and that would have doubled embarrassed him, because he wouldn't know what to think.
There you go. If he wagged and she lifted her blouse. So you're saying that woman, what she should have done when she was faced with the appalling sight of that man's gnarled and twisted hydraulics was, instead of reacting with horror, she should have just ripped her blouse open and said, take a look at these.
That's it.
Take a look at these.
That would have worked.
I submit to you, sir, I think he might have said, sweet, I've at last found my Valhalla.
Yeah.
It might have backfired on him, but.
Now, you were hoping that these two girls would pull over when you showed little Elvis, didn't you?
No? I was just having a little fun. All those drivers do that. We just keep, you know.
I know.
Yeah, we check the seat covers out all the time.
All right.
We were just checking it out. It was about 5 of us all together, but then I got the nerve up to tell them little Elvis, and that was it. They took off like a streak of light.
Oh, man.
So I don't know if that would have worked for her or not, but if she's still listening, that might have worked the next time. Just
with little Elvis Tan Hut?
Nah, just wagged it.
Yeah, I understand. All right, well, you want to play the quiz? You sound like a guy that... Wait, no, let's use this man here. The man on the... I like you because you think fast on your feet. You want to play the quiz?
Sure.
All right, first name?
Roger.
Roger, the long-haul truck driver, correct?
That's it.
All right, Roger. Spin that wheel quiet. Come on. Now, this guy, get him off the highway and into that suitcase full of diamonds.
Suitcase full of diamonds.
It's tinted windows.
Wow.
That's right, Roger, tinted windows. Now, you can drive along in privacy if you like. You take these tinted windows, they come in sheer strips, and you peel them off and tint them as dark as you like. Use one coat if you just want a slight tint. Use them all if you want a deep, dark, private place in your truck. Tinted windows. Subject, of course, to local state laws. Tinted windows are a product of Spiegel, Chicago 60609. All right, how can you make sure a woman is not a virgin? How can you make sure a woman is not a virgin? Oh, come on! Oh, man.
I have no idea.
Nail her! No, he didn't know it. Did you hear him blow it? Yes, he was a wacky guy. Oh, he didn't even try it because he knew I wouldn't buy it. Yes, he was a wacky guy. I'm sorry. Gotta take the tinted windows and with the naked lady chrome mud flaps, put the whole damn thing back in the hopper. Hey, thank you for giving it a good shot. We appreciate it. You bet. Nice to talk to you. You too, buddy. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right, we're gonna take a short pause.